With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin set to hold talks later this week in Alaska.
President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Alaska Friday to discuss ending the war with Ukraine. Trump suggests exchanging territories.
There'll be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both.
Notably missing from the upcoming meeting, Ukraine. European nations rallying behind them, saying peace can't be resolved without the country. Zelensky agreeing to Trump's peace proposal, but refusing to give up Ukraine's bid for NATO membership and rejecting acknowledgement of Russia's annexation of any of its regions. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending a new offensive in Gaza, saying in the face of the growing condemnation, Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the total defeat of Hamas. Netanyahu adds there is no starvation policy for Gaza, and his office says he has spoken with President Trump about the plan and thanked him for his support. Federal regulators ordering the pro-bank discrimination against conservatives.
President Trump has ordered an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. This executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. The president accuses banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America of targeting him and his allies. The order directs federal regulators to ensure banks don't discriminate based on political or religious beliefs and to refer cases to the Department of Justice. Ron Taylor reporting.
Delta says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta. The aircraft said the wing actually made contact. No one was hurt. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. Department of Veterans Affairs posting that proposed rule change and opened a public comment period on it that runs through the 3rd of September. The department says it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to, quote, our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. Well, thanks to Hubble, some out-of-this-world photographs.
The Hubble Space Telescope has captured the best picture yet of a high-speed comet visiting our solar system from another star. NASA and the European Space Agency released the latest photos Thursday. The interstellar comet was discovered last month by a telescope in Chile. Astronomers originally estimated the size of its icy core at several miles across, but Hubble's observations have narrowed it down to no more than 3.5 miles. It's only the third known object from another solar system to pass our way. It poses no threat to Earth. Keith Peters, Washington.
Rough weather in mid-America, flash flooding, canceling the final day of the Wisconsin State Fair Sunday. Flood watches and warnings for Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, and Wisconsin, and possibly overnight some tornadoes. More details at srnnews.com.